one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa's metros have performed poorly economically in the last decade. It's one of the findings of a study on economic performance and employment trends in major cities.
That we are standing still and in some cases moving backwards. Nowhere is performing in a spectacular way. So that's a real wake-up call to government to take the cities more seriously in economic policy.
Co-researcher Ivan Turok says some metros are still recovering from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but he points out that's no longer the main driver.
Firstly, we identify the infrastructure neglect, not enough investment in new water systems, sanitation systems, electricity networks, road networks, refuse collection. Not enough focus on investment and maintenance of these vital systems that are important for the economy and for communities.
He says while KZN is a major manufacturing and logistics center, the performance is also lackluster. KZN Health is calling for calm amid an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in eThekwini. The first 6 cases were reported last week at several schools.
It's a common viral infection and it mainly affects infants and children. We have recorded 36 cases and these cases, they are around the northern parts of eThekwini Metro.
An outbreak team this week visited 9 affected schools in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. The disease, which lasts between 7 and 10 days, is spread through direct contact with infected people or objects. The children experience flu-like symptoms, including a fever, tiredness, sore throat and blisters. The department's Babongile Mhlongo is urging schools to practice good hygiene.
I think we're going back to what we used to do during COVID-19, where we're saying people need to wash hands, they need to make sure that surfaces are cleaned regularly, and children should avoid direct contact with people that are already infected. And hence we're saying, for those kids that are still presenting with symptoms, we are really encouraging that they be kept at home. But once the blisters have gone down, they can come back to school.
A Gauteng couple accused of profiting from the international sale of child sexual abuse material has been denied bail. Magistrate Pravina Raghunandan delivered her decision in the Randburg Magistrates Court today. She noted that the state has a strong case against Darren Wilkin and Tiona Mudli, and that its earlier claim that 3 countries had inquired about their possible extradition was incentive for the pair to take advantage of legal loopholes to evade prosecution.
I am of the view that the applicants failed to discharge the onus placed on them to show in a balance of probabilities that circumstances of good exist, which in the interest of justice warrants them both for their release of bail. Your bail is accordingly denied, you remain in custody.
Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
And a look what's coming up in your sport. There's football action in Chatsworth this evening with Durban City taking on Tears Galaxy. The Hollybet Sharks saw in the Highveld this weekend, and Dolphins captain Marcus Ackermann says his team is prepped well ahead of the One Day Cup campaign.